Back goes Bradford. He is firing, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! Bradford did that several times early last year, and he just did it again. And it is coming down to Huff at the 2. Out to the 5, the 10, the 15, 20, 25, 30. Cuts back at the 40. Huff at the 35, 30. Huff at the 10. Touchdown! Huff as he somersaults into the end zone. And like that, the Eagles have taken the lead. Back goes Bradford. He has the football. Strip three, and the Eagles have recovered it. It's a fumble as Bradford touches up.
And look at this team defense. What we've seen so far is unlike what we saw all week last week. We're seeing great team defense.
And the seconds disappear, and the Eagles have defeated the Minnesota Vikings 21-10. Bring on the Dallas Cowboys.
Home cooking, maybe that's just what the Eagles need. They break a two-game losing streak on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, and now we set up for the Dallas Cowboys. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. And we're in a good mood on this Monday because the Eagles came to play on Sunday and took it to the previously unbeaten Minnesota Vikings. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you started out the right way. A little home cooking, a little time to be at home. What a great time. You lose two games in a row. Then you come home into in front of the best fans in the NFL, and you play like the team that you started out playing this year when you won the first three games. Defense came to play. I was impressed.
Yeah, really good scheme from Jim Schwartz. Great execution from the defense, which we will talk about, of course. And on the other side of the ball, the Eagles just doing enough, running the football, sticking with it. Better pocket for Carson Wentz. The offensive line, a big step up from the previous week. And against the NFL's number one defense, the Eagles put some points on the board. And here we are, 4-2.
The biggest key to the game for the offensive line was that they didn't give up any sacks. Even though we had turnovers, we didn't give up any sacks. And from what happened last week to what happened this week, it's much better.
All right, so it's the day after here. That means Doug Peterson meets the media. His press conference on Monday morning. It's part of our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles are back on the right track following yesterday's 21-10 victory over the previously undefeated Minnesota Vikings. Today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who explained how this team was able to bounce back from back-to-back poor performances to come away with a total team win against Minnesota.
Both units really took it upon themselves to play better. And we saw that right away in the game, and it just carried over for four quarters. And both units really, again, our defensive line getting after the offensive line of Minnesota and putting pressure on Sam and being disruptive there. And then our offensive line pass protecting and run blocking against, in my opinion, a great defensive front.
It was a bit of a rough return for former Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles defense was all over him all afternoon. The Eagles defense in total came away with two fumble recoveries and Sam Bradford's first interception of the season. And a lot of that had to do with Brandon Graham causing havoc up front.
He's a tremendous player, great team leader. He vowed yesterday not to be blocked, and he... he wanted to sort of redeem himself from the week before. He felt like himself personally didn't have a good game against Washington and wanted to make sure that he came out yesterday and helped our team win, did an outstanding job.
And finally, we'll close things out here with an injury update. A bit of bad news for the Eagles on that front, as starting nickel cornerback Ron Brooks suffered a ruptured quad tendon, and he will miss the remainder of the season. Today, Coach Peterson explained what the plan will be at corner without Brooks in the mix.
Yeah, I would think that it would be very similar to what we've seen, Jalen on the outside and then Malcolm coming down inside and playing the nickel spot and, Jalen Watkins being back there a little bit.
You can check out the entirety of Coach Peterson's press conference on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app, and with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.
Thank you so much, Alex. We will get to the Cowboys. I know everybody's all amped up about Sunday night, but when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the defense dominating again in the big win on Sunday.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right. It's Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and we are talking about the Eagles' win over the Minnesota Vikings, and we start on the defensive side of the ball. Why not? Six quarterback sacks against Sam Bradford. Hit all day. Three forced fumbles in the backfield. The Eagles' defense, Brian, they were awesome.
It was great to see Jim Schwartz put together a defensive package that included some zone blitzing. You saw safeties coming off the slot. You saw linebackers blitzing. Michael Kendricks, we were just talking about him, Dave. He's did a great job of getting to the quarterback. The role of blitzing for Michael Kendricks, that's his home. He should do more of that.
So the Eagles are Lincoln Financial Field 3-0. They've allowed 10 points or fewer in each of those games. Big wins over Pittsburgh and Minnesota. And as you talked about, Brian, the pressure was there. And that's what every defense has to bring. If you give any quarterback a chance to throw in the pocket, you're going to pay for it down the field. So as you look at this defense, front four, how they play?
They play well. Brandon Graham, he got back to being that Brandon Graham that we saw the first 3 weeks of the season. Connor Barwin showed up. He's getting strip sacks. He's tackling the quarterback. He's pressuring Sam Bradford. He did a great job. The guys inside, Fletcher Cox pushed the pocket. Bo Allen in place of Benny Logan played well. Also, you know, those guys continue to play well. When those guys play well, this defense plays well.
Minnesota averaged just 3.8 yards per play. And, Brian, it was very clear that the Eagles wanted to hit Sam mm-hmm. and that they felt that he could not respond favorably to the pressure. Yeah. Don't you want to do that with every quarterback?
Well, I think you do want to do that with every quarterback. The one thing they knew about Sam Bradford coming into the game was that he's not willing to throw the ball down the field. And so that actually makes it better for your defense. Now your secondary guys, they don't have to worry about the ball 30 and 40 yards down the field. They're thinking about 30 yards and less closer to the line of scrimmage. And so it makes it a lot better. I think this defense played so well. The one thing that I loved about this defense, they were put in two bad situations in that first quarter. They get the ball because of an interception inside of our own two. And so now they have their back to the goal line, basically. They don't give up a touchdown there. They get another possession because of a fumble. And then they don't give a touchdown up there either. And so that's impressive play from a defense in a bad situation. This defense was playing downhill all game long. That's the type of defense that Jim Schwartz has.
The Eagles allowed the Vikings into the red zone four times on Sunday. Those first three trips resulted in 0 points. Mm-hmm. The fourth time by which the Eagles led 21-3 in the waning minutes resulted in a touchdown. The key, Brian, to playing good defense in the red zone, what is it?
You have to press the pocket. You have to make the quarterback uncomfortable. That's the first thing. And you have to play some tight coverage on the outside. I think the defenders, as far as the secondary guys, play tight coverage. And when you have safeties that are ball hawks like Rodney McLeod, as well as Malcolm Jenkins, that played a lot in a slot yesterday, that also helps. Those guys played all well together. I think that makes a great good defense.
So a great performance from the Eagles defense against the Vikings offense. I got to tell you, as I look at them as a Super Bowl contender, I just don't see it.
No way. You can't win. I mean, listen, their defense plays well. They're not the Broncos defense from last year. Then even with the Broncos last year, they actually had a quarterback that was pretty good. That offense yesterday without a running game with Sam Bradford at quarterback, they can't win the Super Bowl.
So what exactly are you saying about Sam Bradford?
You know, I think Sam just doesn't like playing in Philadelphia. I'll leave it at that.
He certainly didn't like the pressure. He didn't get the ball down the field at all. Also in this segment, we want to talk about the special teams because Josh Huff turned the football game around with a scintillating 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The Eagles back-to-back games with kickoff returns for scores for the first time in franchise history. Special teams outstanding. Caleb Sturgis having a terrific season. The Eagles have come up big in coverage. And on this day, the Eagles needed the lift from the special teams, and that's exactly what they got.
Listen, you wonder why you keep a guy like Josh Huff on your team? Because he has explosive plays inside of him. He has the ability to make those plays. You just wonder, how can you get this guy the ball offensively and as well as special teams? When he has the ball in his hands, he's a special guy. He just has to get the ball in his hands a little bit more.
Good stuff. We'll talk about Josh Huff here in the next segment. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys coming up because it is Cowboys week. But next up, we want to examine the offense. A much better performance from the offensive line. Carson Wentz struggling early, bouncing back late. The offense, the recap, coming up next. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give them a wall.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360 on this Monday. Victory Monday for the Philadelphia Eagles after the 21-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings. We are talking offense now. And it wasn't particularly pretty,
no.
But it was effective. Run the football, move the chains, eliminate the turnovers. The Eagles didn't do a good job of that. But they did enough against a Vikings team that was number one in the NFL in defense.
We had some big turnovers early on in the game. And so many times you see rookie quarterbacks, when you have turnovers early, they go into a shell. They're not themselves the rest of the game. They can't play. The one thing that we saw from Carson Wentz is that he continued to fight. He continued to compete throughout the entire game. He had a big interception early on. He comes back and tries to make the tackle. There's not many quarterbacks in the league that are trying to make the tackle on interceptions. They fumbled the exchange with him and Darren Sproles. He comes back and tries to make the tackle again. Those are saving touchdown plays. Those are game-winning plays from a young guy. We talk about Cam Newton in the Super Bowl not wanting to dive in the ball at the most important game of the season. Yesterday, we saw a rookie quarterback diving to try to make tackles on two occasions, saving the team from getting touchdowns, short touchdowns. And this is the regular season. I like to see that type of play more.
Let's talk about a couple of things here. Doug Peterson showing some of his aggressive tendencies. First, the Eagles have an opportunity after a PAT. The Vikings hit Caleb Sturgis. They're penalized. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have the choice of taking the PAT or moving the ball to the 1-yard line and going for 2 points. he chose the two-point conversion. Your thoughts on that?
I don't have a problem with it at all. I love when your coach is aggressive because it not only means that you're in tune with the game, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, it also says, you know what? I'm going to energize my team. This team, after losing two games, they needed some energy. And for going for it for a two-point conversion, that energizes your team, especially if you can get it. It also shows that you understand what's going on in the game. You know that Sam Bradford can't move the ball very well on this defense. So why not take the chance? Going for it on fourth down, why not take the chance? Because you know how well your defense is playing.
Late in the first half, leading 8-3, the Eagles facing a 4th-and-2 at the Minnesota 44-yard line. Doug Peterson, instead of kicking it, making sure he goes into the locker room with a lead, goes for it on 4th down. Wentz fumbles the snap and then runs the left side for the 1st down. Eagles end up kicking a very important field goal.
Listen, your quarterback is an athlete. You saw him fumble a couple snaps yesterday. And on almost all of those plays, he actually made plays. Of course, it takes a lot of confidence of your coach. It also takes some confidence and athletic ability of your quarterback to make those plays out of nothing on 4th down.
That call.
You didn't like it.
At the time, I will say I didn't agree with it.
I believe that when you have a defense playing the way that they're playing yesterday, that no matter what position they were put in, I mean, before that, they were put in terrible positions with their back on the goal line. They find a way to make an interception and make a stop on 4th down. They continue to make those types of plays. Doug Peterson understands this team. That's why I didn't have a problem with
it. Okay, and I love the aggressiveness. I just thought it was a little too risky there. I'm a little conservative guy there.
Don't be conservative now.
All right, let's talk about this Eagles offense and playmakers, Brian. This team needs to make plays, and certainly Dallas will likely score some points. They're a powerful offense. Who are the playmakers here? What are you trying to do with? What are you seeing with this offense?
There was a couple plays that, you know, I was screaming before the game. Just try to use DGB's body. Allow him just to find a way. He doesn't have to run a perfect route. Just allow him to use his body to find a way to get in front of the defender. And yesterday on his touchdown play, he didn't run a great route, but he found a way to use that 6'5 frame to get in front of the defender. And that was great. You have to use a little bit more. You got Josh Huff involved just a bit offensively. He made some plays. But I think now we're starting to see Ryan Matthews, a healthier Ryan Matthews, run the football. He has to hold on to the ball a little bit better. But I love the way that he's aggressive running the ball downhill.
Where is Zach Ertz? Where is Jordan Matthews?
Yeah.
To a degree, where is Darren Sproles?
Well, again, Carson Wentz was not – he didn't have his best and most accurate game. I think he missed Zach Ertz a couple of times. Of course, he missed Selleck on a big wide open play down the field. I think when the quarterback plays a little bit better, those guys will find a way to catch the ball as well.
A win is a win is a win. Eagles beating the Vikings, and we're going to close the page on that one because we got a little game coming up here on Sunday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles going to Arlington, Texas to play the first place Cowboys. When we return to Eagles 360, Brian and I will talk about the NFC showdown.
Simply write checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Write Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, we welcome you back. Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday night. The Cowboys have won 5 straight games. They are balanced offensively. Defensively, they're much better, I think, than most people thought. They've got a rookie quarterback. They've got a rookie running back. And they might be the best team in the NFC right now.
Well, the way that they're playing, you just mentioned their defense. Their defense is not playing an awful lot because their offense is finding a way to run the ball successfully. Of course, Dak Prescott is doing a great job of passing the ball. And so their defense doesn't have to be great because offensively they're protecting their defense. It's going to be a tough game, especially on the road for us.
The Cowboys, number one in the NFL, 161 yards rushing the football.
That's impressive.
So, no doubt that Elliott is a great running back. Mm-hmm. But they also have a really good offensive line. I look at this as such a tremendous matchup between an outstanding defensive front and a great offensive line. Who wins that battle? How do you win that battle?
Well, first of all, you have to bring your big boy pads. And you always talk about these physical, nasty games. This is going to be one of those games where our linebackers are going to have to play physical. Our defensive line is going to have to take that challenge. The one thing that I remember a couple years ago, it might have been last year, Fletcher Cox was mad that everyone was saying that the Dallas offensive line was so good and they were going to run through the Philadelphia Eagles front four. This is one of those games where everybody is saying the same thing. I want to see these guys play mad. I want to see them play angry. Hopefully they come up with the same type of attitude they played with this last past week and they go out there and take it to this offensive line.
And, you know, Brian, the Eagles have played very well down there in Arlington, Texas. And I know that was under a previous coaching staff, but is there any residual impact? Like we go to FedEx Field and the Redskins just seem to have the Eagles number. Is it possible that the Eagles have the Cowboys number down there?
Well, what happens is when you start to win in a place down there in Dallas, at some point you feel comfortable there. You almost make it your home. You feel comfortable there. You feel comfortable playing there. Hopefully this defense, who we really need to come to play this next week, they feel comfortable down there in Dallas, and they come to play and are ready to dominate. They're coming off a big game this week. That momentum should follow into this football game.
And I think the key here, I've been saying it all year, start quickly. Eagles didn't do that on Sunday. Fortunately, Josh Huff changing the momentum of the football game.
Well, the one thing, they didn't start quickly offensively, but defensively they held them, and they didn't allow the other team to start fast either. That's a big thing. Momentum going back and forth, that's a big thing for this football game.
I just have this dream that the Eagles are up 14-0 on the Cowboys, and all of a sudden there's panic on the sidelines in Dallas.
If they go up 14-0, and we have the capability of doing that, that changes things a little bit. Maybe they don't run the ball as often. Maybe instead of 160 yards rushing, maybe they only get 100 yards. That allows our defensive ends to get up the field. That allows Vinny Curry to get up the field, Fletcher Cox to make a big impact. If we start scoring early, that changes their thought process offensively for the Dallas Cowboys. That helps us out.
Great, great matchup. Great week ahead. Eagles, Cowboys. We hate them. They hate us. Should be fun on Sunday night. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. Some final thoughts when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today. Our final segment here on Eagles 360, time now for Amoroso's On the Menu segment. On Tuesday, we've got head coach Doug Peterson in studio. Glenn Macnow, my co-host, will be here with his takeaways. And we'll look around the NFC East. 5-1 Cowboys, 4-2 Eagles, 1-2 on Sunday night. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Brian, the Eagles are 4-2. And I think if we asked everybody out there, would you take 4-2 after six games, you'd feel pretty good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I think they should feel pretty good about it. I think when you win at home, that makes things a lot better. I think they also see that they come out after a bye and they don't play well, meaning you just stepping on the field and thinking teams are going to lay down for you, and they found out that they can't win that way. That's a lesson learned for this football team. And you have to say this is a young football team. You have a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback. And so now they also know that we can play with teams like Pittsburgh. So there's some confidence there. And so I think this team is in a great place. They understand the things that they're not very good at, and they have to protect against those things. But those things that they're good at, Carson Wentz throwing the football, blitzing, coming out the quarterback, they have to do a little bit more of those types of things, and they're learning. It's a learning process for this team. First time for it to playing together as for a full season.
We talked about it last week, adversity with the Eagles, two losses. What kind of message would Doug Peterson deliver? Would his message be heard? Clearly it was. What does that mean in the big picture with Doug kind of assuming that leadership role? He's the head coach. He's running the show here. Yeah. And the team looking to him for leadership during tough times.
Well, anytime that you lose a couple games, guys, especially the veterans, they're looking to see how the coach responds. How is he going to lead this football team? Because that's all you have. You're wondering what's going to happen next. Doug Peterson continued to be calm. He continued to lead this football team in the right way. And these guys responded. That was huge, the way they played this past week. Hopefully this team continues to build, continues to grow. They're learning Doug Peterson. They're learning themselves. That's a good thing for this team.
Great stuff, Brian Westbrook. Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.